Some of you may have heard of Carrie Underwood. All right, Glenn, see, we got this down, okay? I know. Carrie Underwood is a country music superstar, okay? She's had 4 number one albums. She's had 28 hits in the top 10. She's had 15 number one singles. She has pretty much won every major music award that there is. She also has a son named Isaiah, who turned 6 in March, but when he was 4 years old at school, he had to write all about his mom. And so he wrote, "My mom's name is Carrie. She's about 70 years old. She likes salad. She likes to spend time with me when we watch TV. She says, I love you all the time. Her job is to do the laundry. She's really good at folding laundry." Is that not just like a great way to be described by your son? That it's humble. It's just beautiful to be done that way. Nothing about being a celebrity, nothing about being a famous or a superstar. She's known by her son for watching TV with him, always saying, I love you, and for doing the laundry. In other words, she's known for being present, sharing affirming words, and going about humble tasks, how to serve others. That's pretty much what Jesus was saying to us when he says, love one another. Be present for others. Share love with others. Serve others. The complications arise when we make a challenge out of it, like those TV shows, America Ninja Warrior and the Titan Game and the Spartans and all of that. I've never seen the shows, but from the commercials, it's like an obstacle course on steroids or something. These people are like leaping over these waters and climbing walls and getting knocked off these things. And sometimes we make Jesus' commandments so complicated, make it so much more difficult. The danger is when we try to make that commitment part of our to-do list. Yes, Jesus does command us to love one another. He says that quite clearly. That's what it says in verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. But if it feels like pressure to do that, then we've missed the point. It's a gift. It's a gift. See, if you were to go and read the passage right before that in verse 11, Jesus says, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. And that Greek word for plethora, you don't care what it says, okay? It's a Greek word. It means full, overflowing. Okay, it's not do this and you will be happy and always have great fun. The joy that comes from Jesus and through Jesus and into us is richer and deeper than that. It's deeper than happiness, deeper than fun. It's a joy that is able to sustain us even during the darkest days. A joy that is undefeatable by circumstance. And how does that happen? At the beginning of the passage, the first verse that Glenn read, Jesus says at verse 9, abide in my love. That's the key. So many times we treat Jesus as a role model, but sometimes that can lead us to despair because, well, we're not Jesus and we don't feel like we can live up to his high standards. But abiding in Jesus is not the same as emulating Jesus. Remember the vine and branches we talked about last week. Jesus is not just our example. Jesus is our source. When we are connected with Jesus, Jesus' love flows through us. We can't do it on our own, and we will wear ourselves out if we try. As Mother Teresa has reminded you, it's not about doing great things. It's about doing even small things with great love. I asked at the beginning of the sermon if you'd ever heard of Carrie Underwood. You haven't? Well, that's just too bad. I've got no chance on this then. Have you ever heard of a group called the Beatles? Maybe some of you? Do you ever hear, Rick's never heard of them. Ever hear of a song that goes, love, love, love. Do 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 love, love, love. Do 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 love, love, love. Okay, it's easy. Remember how it goes? All you need is love. Boom, boom, boom. See, now you're getting a chance to sing. Got all that little up going on, see? All right, but in order for all of that to be able to happen, we have to be plugged into, we have to be connected to Jesus. A couple weeks ago, there was a super moon. Did you see that? Yeah? Yeah? All right, good answer. Even if you're lying to me, that's okay. As I understand it, and Eddie's not here to correct me, so as I understand it, a super moon occurs when it is in its full moon stage. And the moon passes as close to the Earth as it can, making it appear to be significantly larger than it usually does. The past one, it looked 15% brighter, 7% closer, but the truth is the moon didn't change. All right? The way we saw the moon changed. The moon itself did not. We were able to see it differently. When we remember that we are the branches and Jesus is our vine, and his love is flowing through us, then just like the supermoon, we are able to see things and to see people differently. And what happens as a result? Martin Luther King put it like this: love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Jesus' love flowing through us allows us to see each other differently. And in these divisive times, this is essential. Carrie Underwood's son doesn't see her as a superstar singer. He sees her as someone who likes to be with him watching TV. Someone who says that I love you all the time. And someone who's good at doing the laundry. And I don't think she would want to change that at all. And I'm pretty sure she doesn't see her son as a commandment. She sees him as a joyous gift. On this Mother's Day and every day, we have an opportunity to be connected to Jesus. And when we are, we will love one another. We will be known for humble actions. We will be known for being present. We will be known for sharing affirming words. When we are connected with Jesus, we see things differently. We see that love is not a commandment, it's a joyful gift. We see that Jesus is more than just our example, he's our source. Amen.